Okay, so I'm here at the Charity Comms Conference, the Mystifying Communications, and I'm here with Peter Gilheeny, who's the head of comms, right, at Forster?
One of the directors.
So how'd it go? Really enjoyed your session. What do you think the audience learned? What wisdom would you impart above all else?
I have no wisdom, but in terms of my limited experience, the big thing is, at the moment, we live in a time of uncertainty, and as much as possible on the communications side, you need to be given clarity and uncertainty by those above you. Without that, it's a really hard job to do. Now, in the real world, you're not going to get that. So the important thing is to really interrogate four core questions. What are you trying to achieve? Who do you need to help you to achieve that? Who do you need to communicate via? What do those audience care, think, feel about? And then what resources do you have to use? If you can answer those questions, you've already got your comms strategy.
Fantastic. I noticed you're a bit cautious, maybe, about using social media and this conversation. And yeah, you are on the cautious side. So be prepared for the bad as well as the good. I mean, social media is something we use a lot of whiskies just because of lack of resources and everything else. Do you think we're stepping into the great unknown without a real plan? Or do you think we should just go in, suck it and see? And I mean, so far it's been all right for us. But what's your advice in that neck of the woods? New media.
The advice on new media is definitely have a go. As long as you've told everybody that it could go wrong. Because unexpected surprises are always much worse than expected ones. And the thing with social media is it could take off. It does, in a sense. It's very organic. And you never quite know what's going to take off because it's probably the most honest form of communications because you're allowed to communicate with people who don't have to adhere to particular social norms. They can really respond as themselves. And you get some really surprising results.
Yeah.
So charities should be using it because it's effective. It's low cost. You can really have some fun with it. But don't be surprised if it does come back and smack you in the face.
Bite you in the bum.
Be ready for that.
Okay.
But definitely have a go. I mean, I hope I didn't want to become too cautious because a lot of people worry about social media. There's nothing particularly difficult about social media. It's a new set of vocabulary, a new concept. It takes about 5 minutes to get used to it. And then the important thing is then how do you make best use of it for you?
No, fantastic. No, I thought that came across very well. One thing that Ben Matthews at Bright One and Charity Comms have put together is this Charity Comms 2020 idea with five key themes for the next decade. Not to put you on the spot, but let's hear your top three. Three themes for charity communicators for the next 10 years.
Well, that is putting me on the spot.
Sorry.
Right. the answers are make sure you're conversing.
Right.
And that's not just social media. Social media might have pointed the way, but you cannot patronise your audiences anymore, whatever medium you're using. So make sure you involve and engage as much as trying to just engage. Two is to really make sure that you don't hold all the sacred cows together because everything's changing. We know that the days of broadcast media in all its forms and print and other are completely changing. And it's increasingly untenable just to view yourself on the old basis of media coverage. So make sure that A, you're aware of that, and then B, you start challenging back to your decision makers on that particular point. And then number three is really have some fun. Communications, when you get down to the strategic level, never seems to be that much fun. And actually, it should be. We're not scientists. It's not a particularly difficult medium to get right or a discipline to get right. And if you're not having fun, then I can almost assure you that your audiences aren't either.
That's top advice. That's sound. Well, thank you very much. I'll let you get back to your coffee. And I think another session's going to start in about 5 minutes, but really enjoyed it. And thanks again. I'll be doing more of these audio videos throughout the day. Thank you.
Pleasure.